Well, if you followed the recent election closely, one of the things that you saw was the reemergence of what I've always called retail politics. What I mean by that is not just running all your campaign on television, but actually get out and organizing. That's something that Democrats have traditionally done and done well, and it was expected to happen in this election. I know that's a part of my background, retail politics, where yes, you do your TV spots, but you really get out there and work the civic clubs, the coffee houses, you're at every fair and festival. I know when I was in public life, I never missed an opportunity to go to the Pecan Festival up in Colfax, Louisiana, in the center of the state, the Rice Festival over in Crowley, the heart of South Louisiana. Festivals went on throughout the year where you could ride in a parade, shake hands, throw candy to the kids. It was a basic part of politicking down here. Then having organizations, a key person in every area that was out there helping you knock on doors and giving you feedback as to what was going on. A foundation of American politics that we've gotten away from for the last 10, 15 years. It's all been television, television, television. And in this election, it looked like Donald Trump was going to take that approach. The media was in his corner in terms of early activity of giving him huge amounts of free publicity. You never thought of him as a retail politician. Well, I would make an argument that's one of the key factors in the Trump victory. The Republican National Committee did a masterful job of retail politicking in the last several weeks. They had thousands of people out in the field, massive telephone calls, operations going on. Trump could carry Louisiana, did carry Louisiana, was expected to easily. Yet I was getting tons of phone calls recorded from Donald Trump, as were all the voters down here. He took no chances, and there was this direct intervention. Then the knocking on doors, the putting signs on the handle of your doors, his appearances, I think he made more appearances than Hillary Clinton did. You got to give it to Reince Priebus, the chairman of the Republican Party. I think he did a better job of getting the Republicans out organizing in the last week or two than the Democrats did. I think that the Democrats kind of backed down, felt like they had this election won, and that they didn't have to go that last mile. And in doing so, it probably cost them the election. As we speak, there's still totals that have not come in, but it looks like Hillary Clinton carried the overall popular vote. Trump got the electoral vote. And one of the reasons he did it was that Republicans went into those key states, organized better, had more workers, more field offices, more boots on the ground, if you will. And that's a key factor in winning elections. You can be the best candidate. You can be the best looking candidate. You can talk big, but you've got to have the field organization. The Republicans, Donald Trump, proved that in this election. And that's one of the reasons he won. So when you hear me talk on my radio show or write columns about retail politics, which I've done for years, don't say that's passe, this is a thing of the past, because the Republicans and Donald Trump proved it was absolutely correct and important. No matter how much technology you have, how much money you have, you still got to get out there. And they proved that in their victory here this week. Hey, thanks for watching. Look at my website and look over everything there, and we'll be back again next week.